Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Katie's feeling a little bit under the weather.
Had to strip all my clothes off as soon as I got here because
it's too hot.
Too hot.
I am running a fever.
Yeah. Kevin, go feel her face.
I'm not going near her.
Why?
I'm not getting sick.
Just don't take a breath. Hold your breath. Okay, there you go. Feel her forehead and her cheek.
Okay.
Now I can't.
And it is kind of hot.
All
right, is everything okay over there, Gavin?
I think I'm having some
Did we just short something out?
Yes.
No.
Kevin, come over here. We have an electronic panel, and look at that.
I didn't do that. Oh my god, that's scary.
Wow.
Spark.
It's bad. It's really bad. Oh, it's nope. It went back for a second and now it's...
Good thing our engineer's here. Let me text him.
Holy cow.
How are we going to explain this? Katie's electrical?
No, it wasn't you.
Every time he touches me.
I think that when my hands hit the counter, maybe that shorted something out.
It just happened to be at the same time.
I mean, it looks like a short.
We had a spark over here, Gavin.
So there was a spark?
Yeah.
When you touched her forehead, her ear got shocked.
Yeah, he got shocked too.
I got shocked too. That's why I say. Ow.
And that's when
the board went out.
The board. There's a board here in the studio. It's got all the dials and gadgets, and if it's a picture, a stereotypical radio station. Well, this board is state of the art, and there's an electronic panel part of it too, and it's shorting out like what Nintendo used to look like if you didn't blow in the cartridge. Oh. Come in here. This is our engineer, Jonathan. We're on the air, engineer Jonathan. Oh. Look at this.
Me and Katie had a spark.
Okay,
and
Kevin came over here and touched me while we were on the air.
look.
And there was a spark.
That's not supposed to be like that.
It's not.
And then that all went out.
Okay.
I didn't know I was so electrical.
It's not you, it's me.
Oh.
So there's something, Kate, this is proof that there's something otherworldly with Kate.
Yeah. Well, yeah, evidently.
How do we fix this?
The good old standard, reboot it.
No,
does that mean we get to go home? Show's over, folks. Show's over.
Especially if you can recreate it.
Well, we'd have to electrocute Katie again.
I'll
for that.
Drag your feet. All right, Kevin.
I don't drag my feet.
Just come over here like
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Okay, this is because she's sick. That's why.
Ah!
I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it. I heard her get shocked.
Yeah.
It didn't fix it.
Okay.
I bet it would have been so funny if it fixed it. Wow. What's going on with you?
Guys, I don't know. Okay.
I can't get near her.
What if we find out that I really am a mutant? And I've been trying to live like a normal human, and that's why I have so many problems.
I would 100% believe it.
So would I.
You know, because now mutants are back in the news.
Oh, yeah?
Because of Deadpool and Wolverine and X-Men 97, so everybody's talking mutants again.
Yep.
You might be a mutant.
And think about my childhood. I not raised like a mutant?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's a look. It's still
Xavier's mansion.
Okay. As you're talking, as you're, it's rant more. Rant, okay. It's working on
this
the screen.
This is all true. Okay. I went to elementary school in an old mansion. That is not a joke. Okay. We had a principal. You might call him a professor. He was in a wheelchair. He also lived...
Keep going. You're fixing the screen. Okay. Keep going.
He also lived on the property, okay, in his own quarters, and he had a pool and a garden. Oh. There were large stone lions outside of the doors, the front door of the school. All of this is entirely true. And I was forced to do child labor so that nobody would know. You get back there and work, young mutant. So
here's the downside.
So nobody can play with you.
You're a mutant.
Awesome. It is true.
Clearly you're a mutant. But your superpowers suck.
Yeah, and I barely have gotten to know how to use them.
What is your superpower? Memory? I never forget.
Gavin, I don't know. That's what I didn't go to the school long enough.
So that's the problem.
Probably.
All right.
Our foreign language was Latin.
Mm. Oh. That's insane. For kids?
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Well.
We had to speak to teachers in French.
What?
There's a fireplace, a stone fireplace in every classroom.
This sounds like a charter school before we had charter schools.
No.
Wow.
Crazy?
What a wackadoo school
that
was.
We were really excited when we got basketball hoop.
And how long did you go to this school?
From like pre-K to sixth grade.
So all the formidable years.
Yeah.
And then we wonder why you can't figure out percentages.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, the only reason I left that school is because my grandfather, who was a teacher, told my mom, you got to get her out of that school.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah.
She's never going to fly, Mary. She's never going to fly. Okay. All right. We have to take a break. Apparently, the show might be over. Stay tuned. It's working now.
I might walk through a wall.
Right, but we don't know what's going to happen with Katie. It's the wake-up call.
Right.
There's no other way to describe it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.